like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Carolyn Bruck, and you're listening to It's Movie Time.
Hooray, and we're half of 2013.
I know.
Let's look at what we've had so far.
Okay. The grand prize of it all, the Oscars.
Yes.
Is anything tickling your fancy at this point?
Now, you know the odds.
Right. They're not good.
There are only a handful of films that have ever won the Oscar who have come out before July.
Right, which is interesting. So if you're, you know, if you're listening to this, we thank you for that. And you're probably thinking, man, why are the movies are so bad? And then all of a sudden they get so good.
Yes.
There's a reason for that. It's a total formula. Studios do not want to release their best movies because they're worried that people are going to forget about them.
And you get close to Oscar time, they want it to be right there in front of your face at that time. But let's just cite one example for me. The one, my favorite, is The Silence of the Lambs.
Right, which is strange. So The Silence of the Lambs was released in February, which is extremely early.
Wow.
So either they didn't know the movie was good.
I who knows? Well, we're
how
trying
could
to
you watch
that
movie and not know it's good, or they weren't really sure how the crowd would respond
right.
to it.
Well, I theorize about Silence of the Lambs that somebody very high up in the studio sat there and said, "This is a classic. Let's roll this thing out in February. We'll make big money because nobody else will be competing with us. And it'll come back in the fall." But that's somebody with real vision and real understanding.
Well, yeah, but I mean, then you look at these other movies. So May was really good for some of these exceptions to the rule. So The Hurt Locker, Crash.
Good, yes.
Gladiator, Braveheart.
Good.
This May, I mean, we had really slim pickings.
Well, look, I picked out about a half a dozen films that I thought could be contenders but won't be. They're great, but they're not truly great. Before Midnight, Great Gatsby, Iron Man 3, Place Beyond the Pines, Mud, and Much Ado About Nothing. Now, in there, do you think there's a real winner in there?
No.
Okay.
However, I think the fact that the field is now 10,
yes,
having 10 nominees gives these other movies like The Place Beyond the Pines. When you and I first saw that trailer, the two of us looked at each other and said, what? When it was coming out, and when did it come out? Like months ago.
Yes. Yeah.
We thought this is such an Oscar contender. We didn't even see it at that point. We thought, okay, you have Ryan Gosling, Bradley Cooper, two guys.
And both of those could be contenders for Best Actor.
Right. And you have this moody, dark, like kind of drama. Yeah. It's a perfect thing to be an
epic
Oscar movie.
Family. It's got everything. Three parts that actually make sense.
Right.
It's a good film.
So you think this won't be a Best Picture, but could be for actor?
It could be for actor, and it could be for Cooper. A small movie like Mud could make the top 10.
Right.
With Matthew McConaughey.
I definitely think so. Right.
And because that's where the 10 really helped out.
Yeah.
It allowed them to slip in. And Matthew McConaughey is going to be nominated. Problem for him is that he's coming out with a movie this fall that everybody thinks he'll be an Oscar contender. Dallas Buyers Club. James Franco. Spring Breakers. Is a best
you gotta
supporting
be kidding
actor.
Me.
All right.
Maybe if there were 15 nominees, because he was in the movie with a bunch of Disney stars that already lose.
Right.
I mean, even if it was
so
a great movie,
yes,
it would lose. It's like saying a Step Up or that dance movie is going to be nominated. So what about this Before Midnight thing? Because, you know, I feel this is like enough already. How many of these have we seen?
This is their third, and it's all talk, and I love it. They're now a mature couple. They have kids, but they are continuing to talk, Ethan Hawke and Julie Delpy, and it's a real European kind of take. In no way do I think it will ever make a nomination other than maybe for them for Best Actor, Actress.
Yeah, I mean, the critics love this movie.
Yes.
I'm just bored of it. Like,
I'm done
with these two.
I know that. Can you think of any actresses? I forgot about Elle Fanning in Ginger and Rosa, but I'm afraid that was 2012.
That was a really good movie.
Yeah,
she was excellent. But once again, we're dealing with, you know, there's so many men and so few women.
Yes. It's the same way Lily Tomlin in Admission. So I can pick out supporting actresses, but Best Actress is really tough.
But I really think they wait on those.
We have yet to see
those.
Tina Fey in Admission, I thought she did a good job, but there's nothing there. So I think you're absolutely right. We have to wait because the female roles are going to come out in the fall.
Well, in the male roles, the better ones, everything's going to heat up. If you're desperate for something good, just give it a couple months. They're coming. We promise. It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online, gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando and Carolyn Brook. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.
Land!